Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, October 24th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 63, the third paragraph. We found it very desirable and we're going to unpack that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Laura R., the 12 Traditions, Lorraine N., and the readers of the text are Eileen M., Dion R., and Robin P. The share ID for Wednesday, October 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,564. That's 13564. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, October 24th, 7 a.m., Eastern Time is 13,568. That's 13568. And our newcomer greeter is Mary H. And the announcements is Janice PM. So stay on the line if you're a newcomer and we'll get your name and phone number. All right, over OA's preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive overeating. Abstain from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Laura R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. These are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thanks, Mo. Thank you for your service in my path.
Yeah, thank you also. And Lorraine N., I will now ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Mo. Lorraine N. in Redmond, Oregon, getting very excited about meeting everyone at the convention.
Uh-huh.
Here are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you and have a great day. I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Lorraine N. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. And that's the star 1 button on your phone, not your mute button. And in order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 63, the third paragraph down, and it begins with, "We found it very desirable." And I will now ask Eileen M. to get us started. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Eileen M. I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. We found it very desirable to take this spiritual step with an understanding person, such as our wife, best friend, or spiritual advisor. But it is better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. The wording was, of course, quite optional, as long as we expressed the idea, voicing it without reservation. This was only a beginning, though if honestly and humbly made, an effect, sometimes a very great one, was felt at once. So this morning when I was reading this earlier, the word reservation jumped out at me, because without reservation means with trust. And, you know, the third step prayer to me is an admission that my approach to life does not work. And so if I'm trusting that, you know, I'm trusting that if I turn my will and my life over to God, it will be better than anything I could have planned. And I had to really reach a point of complete desperation before I could trust that this would happen. And, you know, it was just what came to me also this morning was just this idea of willing to follow directions. You know, I had to get desperate enough that, you know, my life would be better, that I came to believe that my life would be better if I turned it over. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. And let me just remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 63, the third paragraph down. And we'll be reading that one paragraph only. Who would like to share this morning?
Christina J.
From Massachusetts.
Christina, who was after Christina?
Marge E. from Massachusetts.
Marge. Got you, Marge.
Thank you.
Robin P.
Robin P. Anyone else?
Freya H.
Dan.
Freya.
Dan R.
Was there a gentleman in there?
Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel P.
Daniel P. I got you. One more.
Dion R.
Dion. Okay, got a lineup. Dion R. Christina J. Marge E. Robin P. Freya H. Daniel P. and Dion R. Okay, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. This is Christina J. from the state of Washington. I really wanted to share today because my sister died today from this disease, not from the same substance, but she started out with that substance, and then she ran away from home at around 12, running from the irritable, restless, discontent, strange existence that we all had. And she eventually got into booze and then pot, and then big hammer came down with meth. And she was in meth for 14 years, and then she got free of it. And when she got free of it, my mother called me. I was in the state of Oregon at that time. And she said, "Karina, shut the door in the drug dealer's face." And I was thrilled. I was shocked because I was the perfect one. I was the one that did everything right. I never ran away from home. I finished high school. I did all the things right. But what was behind my right was a pile of food, desperate to feel better continually. And that went from food to shame and embarrassment and guilt about my body size up and down through my young years to extreme diet, starvation routines. Those became an addiction, over-exercising, shopping, infidelity, anything to take away the irritable, restless discontent and make me feel better while my sister got deeper and deeper and deeper into mess and on the streets and abandoning her children. So we each had this road, and she eventually got off meth, like I said. She dropped cigarettes, she dropped booze, she dropped everything, but she got into prescription meds and they became her new meth, Xanax, more and more and more Xanax, just like me, more and more and more food. She was an unfortunate. She went to a 12-step church. She found a level of recovery, but she never could cross the bridge. She never could get across the river to let God run her life, to surrender every day. That this prayer gives me the gift of every day to remember, to surrender to. This prayer is a wonderful prayer. It has everything in it. And it tells me why I'm going to surrender, so I can bear witness to those I would help of God's power and love and his way of life. Today, I'm going to bear witness to his power and love because I'm recovered. And God bless it to my little sister who didn't make it, who died in a hospital bed, frozen and paralyzed and staring out at the world with 99% brain damage. And so many of others that are overweight and obese laying in bed at 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 pounds. That can't cross the river to get to the other side of the bridge. Let us be of service to those people in our lives. We have so much to give in our recovery. Do your 10, 11, and 12. Stay clean every day. Get clean. Make your life about service to this disease. God bless everyone I pass.
Thank you, Christina. Marge E., followed by Robin P. Good morning, Marge. Press star 1 to unmute. We can't hear you, Marge.
Sorry about that. It's Margie from Massachusetts. I got muted unknowingly. But anyway, the first time I seriously took this step, I was with a wonderful spiritual person. I had lit a candle. We knelt and held hands, and we said the prayer. And at that point, it was like the sky opened up, and I realized, you know, God, I offer myself to thee, to do with me, have me as you will. And that was, you know, I never realized how self-centered I was and how everything revolved around me. But the freedom it brought me to say, God, I'm going to do as you want me to do. And life has been wonderful since. And I say that prayer every day because it's so meaningful, because I have an addict's brain and I can forget. But when I say that prayer and I do my 10 step every day, I become, you know, I remain free and willing and allowing God to be my presence in my life and just be that power that I need to get out of myself and to be able to be free to put my head down at night, no guilt, and be of service to other people. and I am so very grateful to this program. I can't wait to meet everybody at the convention. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Marge E. Robin P., followed by Freya H. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater today in Vero Beach, Florida. And I love this prayer. And many mornings, my husband and I start the day off with this prayer. And it really says it all. And I was so grateful when I first saw it, that it said that I would help be of help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. I thought, wow, you want me to have your power? Wow, that I would bear witness to those I would help of thy power. You want me to be a vessel of your power. So admitting,
Robin,
yes.
You're on the paragraph before the one we're commenting on. We're commenting on the next one after that.
Yes, I know. I was just thinking that.
Oh, you were getting to it. Okay, sorry. I apologize.
Sorry about that. I was just saying that I love everything about this third step. And to me, it's all about surrendering. And that when I admit that I am powerless, God gets to be powerful through me. And that was such a surprise to me, you know, that I get to be of love and of power when I surrender fully and let God use me as an instrument of his peace. Mm-hmm. And that's the miracle for me, these steps, that I can't, God can, and I'm letting him. And when I fully surrender, I see the magic happen. And I feel like God's the great orchestra conductor in the sky, you know, bring in Robin P., bring in this person. Oh, wow, Robin gets to be a useful servant here. Robin gets to do a 12-step here. Robin gets to do this here, you know, and use my light for good. And that's showing up abstinently in my day. And God bless everybody in your recoveries. I pray you have a very abstinent, blessed day. And with that, I pass.
And thank you, Robin P. Freya H., followed by Daniel P. Good morning, Freya.
Hi, this is Freya H., compulsive eater, bulimic in Colorado. Thank you for the opportunity to share on this paragraph. And I'm really glad that this paragraph follows the third step prayer because of a couple things. Because it says, it gives me some choices. It says, you can do this with other people, but you don't have to. And that's a relief for me. It kind of reminds me of the fifth step. You know, we do the fifth step with other people because that's, you know, I've been taught that I fully admit things to God when I admit them to other people. So that's part of the practice. So I can see that same concept here. It's like, oh, if I involve other people and I really have people to witness this piece of my recovery, then that's a way of really, really making it real, giving it to God and also giving it, you know, doing it in a genuine way. But I don't have to do that. So the fact that the wording is quite optional is really important too, because I might, you know, depending on who I am and where I come from, I might read this and think, oh, this is beautiful. I love this prayer. Or I might be really turned off by it. So knowing, you know, I've heard several people write their own third step prayers, and that idea that, you know, it's not the words that are important. It's the idea, just that, you know, the idea that I am offering myself to my higher power, and that it's not up to me anymore, that it's, you know, that it's to do with me as thou wilt, you know, that, you know, the old fashioned language is totally optional. And that it does say this is only a beginning, you know, don't turn my will over and then I'm done. And then just expect it, you know, to be happily ever after. It's just a beginning. But that word, it says an effect, sometimes a very great one was felt at once. And when I hear that word effect, that to me is like, you know, like a light bulb, because I'm reminded of, you know, what it says is in the doctor's opinion that, you know, we men and women drink essentially because they like the effect produced by alcohol. So I was taught that, you know, I have to put down whatever effect I'm getting from my food, you know, behaviors and substances, and that I have to then work the steps in order to get an effect from my higher power. And so this to me, seeing that word there is this reminder of like, oh, there's, you know, this is where I start to get the effect, because as we see in the next paragraph, it's like next, we get to launch out on the course of vigorous action. But right here, we get to start experiencing that effect Grateful to get to share in this. And I also appreciated someone mentioning the word reservation. And for me, first, you know, the thought of like reservation means like it's guaranteed. And that was something that was really hard for me. Turning over my will, it was like, well, I want guarantees, but this is saying without reservation, meaning I don't have guarantees. And instead what I get is just,
fine.
I just get to trust. Okay. And I'll pass with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Freya H. Daniel P, followed by Dion R, but we'll have an announcement in the middle after Daniel. Thank you. Good morning, Daniel. Daniel, I can't hear you. Press star 1.
Hi. Sorry about that. This is Daniel C.
Sorry, Daniel.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you so much for your service, Mo, and for the meeting. I am very grateful for all of the shares that I've heard so far and the inspiration. What stuck out to me in this paragraph is this is only a beginning. I have said the third step prayer many, many times, and I think I've meant it to the best of my ability in those moments, but I find that I can very easily fall back into self-will, and so I have to constantly be thinking, I have to constantly renew my commitment to this way of life and of surrendering my will to a higher power, and the other word that sticks out to me is without reservation, and I continue to struggle with sometimes taking back little pieces of my will and thinking that I have the power of choice when it comes to food, and the reality is that that I'm powerless. If I've really taken step one and believe that I'm powerless over food, then I don't have the power of choice when it comes to food. And so then in step three, I need to really take step one before I can take any other steps. Then taking step three, to me, it means that I really have given up, and I realize that I'm cooked. This disease has me, and then so I'm just trying to stay in the game here and reaching out to people and just trying to put positive thoughts in instead of my own defective thinking. So yeah, thanks so much, and with that I'll pass.
Thank you, Daniel C. And before we go to Dion R., we're going to have a convention announcement from our good friend Melanie.
We sure are. Thanks so much, Mo. And a very, very important announcement it is. Y'all, it's the 11th hour of the last day, of the last minute to register for convention. This is it. The deadline is today. We are having a convention in 22 days, with or without you. We'd rather it be with, for sure. Again, as you've heard, if you've been on the fence, get off the fence and make that decision for yourself to go register for convention. We have so much that's going on there. You want to be a part of it. You know, we come together to spread this word. We come together to go out and spread this word so that we can go out and do what we need to do with those fellows that are still suffering. In the United States alone, obesity is a pandemic, and maybe many of those people are some of us. We want to come in these rooms and learn this thing together. Let's see what this weekend will do to unfold for us the power that's within the big book. We will take it up. We will utilize it. We will enlarge it together, and then we get to go back out and gift it. Think about it. Just for one more second, though, because time is burning. And then next, go register. Take this beautifully packaged gift home with you once you have finished program and convention. because people need to hear this message. And something happens in numbers that never happens alone. It never happens alone. You think there's nothing more for you here? There's unexpected and unrealized miracles around every single corner, and your name is on it. Don't fall for that idea that I've seen this before because you're keeping your God too small. God is large and then spectacular, and I'm in a different spiritual space this time. And who knows? We don't even know if we're going to have convention in 2 more years. No one ever knows. We don't know what the funding's going to be. We have no idea what's happening. Don't miss this deal to come together. Put your dimes and nickels into this particular pot, and it will multiply to be bankable for you. I can guarantee that because of my own experience. Here's what I want you to know. November 15th through the 17th, there's going to be a convention in Marriott, at the Marriott in Newark. Don't miss that. Here's how you're going to go register for it. Take this down on our website, and if you need any help, contact me. It's at www.avisionforyou.info. There's still a few rooms available at the Renaissance, just a few. I just talked with them yesterday. There's still and that's $155. Share that with fellows. It'll give you a door-to-door limousine service, as you've heard before. You're not going to be inconvenienced whatsoever. This is a part and parcel to a magnificent coming together that you've never experienced before. Here's one more deal for you, folks. I happen to have one room at the Marriott with 2 double-doubles. I'm holding on to it tight. I need 4 of you to register today to share that room, and boom, it'll be yours. You'll be there. You'll be landed. Get a hold of me after you've registered. With that, I'm going to give it back to Mo. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Melanie. Yeah, and I encourage you to go, especially if it's your first time, because I went 2 years ago and didn't know a soul, and I came out of there knowing lots more people. So sign up today. All right. Dion R., you're going to be our next share. Let me remind everybody where we are, Dion. We're on page 63. We're on the third paragraph down. We found it very desirable. After Dion, I'll take some more names. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, Mo. Hi, this is Dion Orr, everyone, and grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thanks to my higher power, vision for you, and countless others. Not to get on the commercial wagon, but I remember my first convention, meeting most of Vision for You people were just a little bit before 2015. But I remember 2015, I went alone. I was afraid. And I was like, I don't know, but I remember this step, you know, and this the first sponsor that sponsored me with this step, we went over. It was scary, though, because that part after they would say, we thought, well, before, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Well, it made me think too much. But I do remember the last time I took step 3 with a sponsor in 2012, and the rest is history, and it was so profound. I was on my knees, and she was on her knees in Florida, and it was so profound. That was the desirable spiritual person that God needed me to take it with, and we wasn't even in the same room, man. And so the power of God does go deep, and to be in those electrifying conventions is outstanding. You get that double dose. So, and it's just made a difference in my life. And that's one of the things I'm going to share. I didn't mean to, but I guess I was supposed to. So it is a good thing to go. So, like I said, in 2017 when I went by myself. You know, 15 with someone, 17. You know what I mean? God is good. So I'm just saying, just say if you got a chance and you're thinking on the borderline, just jump. Don't make a decision, then make a move. And I guess that's really all I get because I took that last spiritual, the third step I took into, not that I don't take it every day, but when I actually was ready, desperate, whatever you say, my higher power, unsure who you are, but I'm going to do whatever, and the rest is history. Thank you, guys, and thank you for allowing me to share, be of service.
Thank you, Dion R., and I'll now open the lines up for more who'd like to share on this paragraph, page 63, the third paragraph down.
Amy K.
Amy K.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mary H.
Mary H.
Laura R.
Laura R. being so nice to me. I like that.
Kayla T.
Kayla T. Thank you, Kayla. Couple more. All right, I'll go with that group. We got Amy K., Mary H., Laura R., and Kayla T. Amy K., good morning.
Good morning. It's Amy K. calling from New York, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very, very grateful to be on the line this morning. This was only a beginning, though it honestly and humbly made an effect, sometimes a very great one, was felt at once. So this is the I think I'll let him step. And I am really feeling this just very recently, that I have spent my life spinning my wheels. And what I realize is that I never had control. I never had control. I was just spending all my energy trying. And so this is such, this is freedom, you know, from burning up my energy needlessly. There's a line in somewhere in the big book that puts it better, but yeah, I think I'll let him. I mean, God has always had the power. I was just fighting it, thinking I knew better. How arrogant. So now it's time for this beginning, and if I stop spinning my wheels and let God give me traction, then I can move forward. So thank you so much for letting me share. I pass.
And thank you, Amy K. Mary H., followed by Laura R. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, this is Mary H., a recovered compulsive eater in Wisconsin. I think what I love the most about this paragraph is that it's yet another place where I feel like the clear message of the big book is to tell me I have to move out of my head and I have to get into my heart. And if I'm not there, then, you know, my foundation isn't being laid properly. It talks in this paragraph about how, you know, right, we found this desirable to do this with another person, with our wife, with our spiritual advisor. You know, and in those contexts, sometimes my spirituality is quite authentic. But I know that for myself, I have grown up into a lot of learned codependent behaviors and a lot of things in that line I've been in denial about for a long time. And when I practice my relationship with God in the presence of others, if my focus is outward instead of inward, then it's just not the same experience. When I take the third step, I want that to be really, really between me and my higher power. And it even says, you don't even have to say these words, but you can. But the point is that your intention under it be given without reservation. They cut to the chase of what is the meaning of this. We could prescribe this prayer to you and you could say it and have absolutely no spiritual shift. How many times have I said this prayer and that was what was going on? But you know what? If I say this prayer, no matter how quickly or with like a dead voice, but if I tell God before I say it, God, I really want to let go of all the things that are not you. And I want you to bring me to the things that are you today and keep me close to you. And I say that prayer, what a difference it can make in my day. There are days that I have showed up for this prayer crying and just saying, I don't know how to do this except for the way I've been doing it, God. I don't know how, but I know you'll show me, and I'm going to say this prayer as my demonstration to you that I have faith that you can lead me where I am supposed to go next. And thanks so much for letting me share, and with that, I'll pass.
Perfect. Thank you, Mary. Laura R., followed by Kaylee T. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. This is Laura R., Grateful Recovered Compulsive Overeater out in Greeley, Colorado. First of all, I just want to thank everyone who has spoken today, from the first speaker to the last. I am just moved with gratitude for our Creator, one that, as it says in the first time I ever took this step, as we understood Him, and as I understood Him originally when I first took the step to where I'm at today, it's a lot different, and I'm sure my God will continue to grow. But I am so grateful. The first time I took this step, it was with a sponsor, and it was with someone else, and we got down on our knees, and we said this prayer, and I don't know if I felt much. I was so sick, and so, you know, again, it's a beginning. And the second time I started taking these steps, it was with sponsees, and I remember at the time I lived in San Diego, and I would always go to a place, it was called the Self-Realization Center. It was on the top of a mountain, and all you can see was ocean, and we would kneel down, and we'd hold hands, and we'd pray, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Now, what's so cool is that I do take it with sponsor. I take it with sponsees, but I also, every day, I take it alone. And, man, like, the longer I stay in this program, the longer I try to do this work, the more humble I feel, like humility. I'm just like, I'm humbled by how desperate I am for God. And, you know, I've been doing inventory. I did some inventory today, and it's so interesting. I mean, gosh, it's only 8:37 here right now, and this morning I woke up and it was just me and God alone. And, you know, I lit the fire and the dog's laying there and I have my books and I'm praying and I'm writing and there was something heavy on my heart. And the beautiful part is that I, you know, popped in my earpiece and I was able to listen to the morning meeting and I hear my fellows and I hear God speak through you. And then I start talking to others and I share the thing that's weighing on my heart because I can't do this alone. And I say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, and I do a 10-step, and then I call someone else, and I start crying, and I know, you know, and now I'm on this meeting with you, and it's like, you know, I come to God with you, with by myself, with, you know, with others, like, it's just unbelievable, and every day I'm on my knees, and I'm just saying, God, please take me, more of me, and less of me, and more of you, and I don't know, I just, some days I feel up, some days I'm down, but I'm never alone, I have God, or I have my fellows, and I'm absolutely grateful, without reservation, to the best of my ability, I offer myself to my Creator today, and I'm just glad that I'm not alone. I'm doing this with you guys, and thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Laura R. Kayla T., you're up next, and we'll have time for.
Hi, Kayla T., compulsive overeater in Bellflower, California, recovered compulsive overeater.
Kayla,
I just
are you on
to...
speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, sounds like it. Okay.
No, not on speakerphone. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Let me see. Where was I? Sorry, I had to pull up the passage.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, this just takes me back to the day when I got to sit with my sponsor, and you know, it takes me back to the feelings that I was having that day, and you know, my sponsor took me through these steps really, really quickly. And 1, 2, and 3 was not like, there wasn't a lot of droning on, if you will, for me this time. She was my third sponsor in OA. And, you know, it was really quickly. And at that point, like I said, I'd been through a few people and I was so desperate. You know, I just couldn't put the food down. and couldn't find a solution, desperately knew that if I just held on and kept working these steps that I knew I had tangible life experience previously, that I knew the relief was going to come, you know. I didn't feel it like it talks about, sometimes a very great one was felt at once. I didn't feel it at once for me, but I knew that I was on the right path, you know. And every day I get to go back to that third step, you know, if I need to, more than once, twice, three times a day, because I'm human, I'm fallible, and I always fall short. And every day I always somehow or another, with all the things going on, take a little bit of my will back. And so I'm just really grateful to have a sponsor who continues to live this life and sets that path for me and that example, and that I know I can always call, you know, if I'm shaky or not on the beam or not feeling God or connection, I can just touch base with her. And the other part is that I can just sit quietly, like the other speaker was talking about, gosh, painted a beautiful picture of the cold air and the fireplace and the dog and all those things, you know, that is always readily available, you know, and that's what I love about this program is that we don't have to be perfect, because that's another one of my defects. I don't know about you, but constantly battling that perfection piece. And so for today, I'm extremely, extremely grateful to be in a meeting. I have a ton of kids and, you know, a brand new baby, and it hasn't been the easiest for me to stay on the path of, you know, going to meetings every week. And so I'm really grateful for the phone meetings and to be in a meeting and to be with others like my fellows, because I feel God, you know, and I know that when I'm with you, I'm doing God's will, you know, and so thank you for my life. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla T. So we have time for two to three shares. So
Andy,
who would like to share? We're on page 63, the third paragraph
Andy.
Down. Who was that? Ann B?
Yes.
Sherry KB.
Cindy H.
Okay, that's enough. Sherry KB. And Cindy H.
Okay.
All right. Ann B, you'll be first. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ann B, compulsive overeater. I still haven't gotten comfortable with that word recovered. I've been abstinent for 15 years, but I'm not comfortable with that word. When I first saw the steps, when I first saw step three, I thought this was going to be a breeze for me. I was a spiritual person. I thought I had long since given over my will and my life to the care of God as I understood God. And it took me several years, I think, in program and having already worked the steps and working with sponsees to suddenly realize that, no, I had never really surrendered. I didn't even really know what that was for a long time. And I didn't understand that every time I'm afraid, I'm not surrendered. And every time I'm trying to plan the future, I'm not surrendered. And every time I'm feeling angry and hopeless, I'm not surrendered. Because I'm not letting God. And of course, it's, although it sounds simple to just say this prayer, it's not easy. There's that saying, you know, while I'm in the rooms, my disease is doing push-ups in the parking lot. My natural instinct is to go back to my previous way of thinking. And I will, and you know, this is, of course, that's a ton of stuff, but I at the beginning, I wasn't necessarily saying a third step prayer every day. Now I'm saying it on my knees every morning because I'm scared. I'm in a way that I'm not surrendered. And I do believe that surrender is not really something I can do alone. It has to come from my higher power. I think I can't really do any of this program without assistance from my higher power. And sometimes it works better than others. Sometimes I go through extremely stressful situations and I just flow through with total faith that my higher power is in charge. And other times I'm bouncing all over the walls. So I, it's a deceptively simple thing. A state, you know, statement, surrender, let go. And it's not so easy. So I will, I'll pass.
And thank you, A and B. Sherry KB and Cindy H, followed by Cindy H. If you each take 2 minutes, I can fit you both in.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thanks so much for your service, Mo, and everybody on the line. And would you time me, please? That would be great. Thanks, Mo.
I got it.
Thanks so much for your service, Mo, and Team Thursday. You know, I've been listening to everybody, and, you know, what this reminds me of, it makes me think about how important it is that I do take this step, because I'm getting ready to, I'm not going to talk about the next paragraph because we're not there yet, but the thing is that for me to go on with the steps, I need to believe in something greater than the food I was face down in. When I'm listening to everybody today, I thought about, wow, you know, how much I turned my will and my life over to a bakery box. And I had crazy ideas of having no reservations with a bakery box. But here I'm being asked to have no reservations about the higher power of my understanding, the language of my own heart, meaning that, you know, that there's no limits, you know, no limits or conditions, or that I don't need to hold back anymore. I don't need to have doubts or suspicions anymore, that I have the language of my own heart to move forward with that's going to help me get through the rest of the steps. And that's what I noticed, is that this is a very important piece here, because it's going to help me move on to everything else in my life. And so it's telling me that I don't, please don't have any reservations about this. Don't, you know, it's, and it's better for me to meet God by myself than it is for someone to tell me how they think I ought to do it and that it doesn't speak to me. That would set me back even more. So I do know that I either need to meet God alone or with someone who understands how I feel. I also know that with doing this spiritual step, and it is a spiritual step, there's so many ways that you can look at this prayer, use this prayer to your own way of your own heart. Like, for example, for me, I use the word sometimes instead of thy, your, in you. So, God, I offer myself to you to build with me and do with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do your will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of your power, your love, and your way of life.
I'm...
and do your will always. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Cindy H., got 2 minutes.
This is Cindy H. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is. You got 2 minutes, Cindy.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to share, I'm relatively new in this program and about 2 months now. And when I took this step just about a week or so ago, the effect that I felt was great. And the effect that I felt was hope. I did not have hope. I lost a whole bunch of weight. And then I stayed the same weight for about 6 years. And I'm like, I'm never going to get the rest of this off. What do I have to do? Why isn't what I'm doing working for me? Well, what's working wasn't working because it was my plan and not God's. And when I turned that over to him and I said, my way is not working, so I'll try your way. I finally felt hope that I was going to be healthier physically, and now I understand that health is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And so I'm just so grateful that I took the step, because a life without hope is very difficult, well, if not impossible, to live. So I'm very grateful for all of you. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Well, thank you, Cindy H., for closing us out. And I would like to thank all those who gave service today and all those who shared on the meeting. Thank you. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Dion R. to read a vision for you. Press star one, Dion. I can't hear you.
Oh, hi. You can you
there
hear me?
You yep, I can now.
Oops, sorry about that. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you have in God. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.